Welcome to Rope Access Tips, Tricks and Chats, brought to you in conjunction with Fifth Point. If you're not sure who Fifth Point is, that's my training centre. We are down in Australia and in New Zealand. So we have a training centre in Sydney. We also have one in Auckland and in Wellington in New Zealand, offering a lot of training courses, offering working at height, confined space. GWO, it's a new thing to us in 2024. So we're offering all of these courses. It's actually pretty good to get back into the wind energy space. I did some of that stuff a while ago, and it's good to be back in that space. So yeah, if you're looking at getting any training in, whether it's in Auckland or Wellington in New Zealand, GWO, Arata, working at height, or if you're over in Australia and you want to jump on any of those courses, definitely reach out and come and see us. So there's the shameless plug. Need to do it. This is all free for you guys. I'm getting information out to you, so I think I'm allowed to have a shameless plug, but thanks for listening anyway. All right, what are we going to chat about this week? Going to be looking at the harnesses. Going to go back in time, actually. What was I using on my harness back in 1998? Yep, I did my level one back in the late 90s. And I was just sort of reminiscing with somebody about what I was using then and what I'm using now. So I was just sort of going to reel off what was on my harness back then and how it's changed, what products have changed, what stayed the same. Is there anything that's the same? Pretty interesting. So yeah, in 1998, yeah, the late 90s, there weren't many brands involved with rope access back then. I know that Troll had some stuff going on. There were some Troll courses in sort of the 90s, 80s and 90s, and they had a few different harnesses and bits and pieces, but I'd sort of gone down the Arata road. I was working for an Arata company, and pretty much it was Petzl being a one-stop shop. So I was running around in a Petzl Navajo sit, so just the sit harness, waist, two leg loops, pretty standard for guys running around then. I didn't use a chest harness like a lot of people were using. I actually had a good old tie down strap sort of thing you'd attach your surfboard to your roof rack with. I had that tied on the back. There was a little ring and had that going over the top. I had a little knot in between my shoulder blades where I tied the two straps together, and it came over the top and then looped through my ascender, my chest ascender, and I had a strap there to adjust that. So cutting edge at the time, I guess. There wasn't any need for fall arrest points and things like that, so I was running in that harness. I, believe it or not, back then was running four cow's tails, something I've been doing since I got into rope access. Had them attached onto my harness, but they were actually tied into the harness, just like if you were going to go rock climbing, going between the leg loops, or not the leg loop, the front riser, the strap that goes from your waist down to the bottom, going in between there and round the webbing. Pretty standard back in the 90s. These days, we don't do that. We've sort of worked out that when you're climbing, you untie your rope at the end of every climb, whereas with cow's tails, they can stay on there for a while, so the webbing on your harness can rub against those cow's tails. For a descender, I was using a Petzl stop. Petzl creep, Petzl go, depending on what you want to call it. And I had a Petzl shunt. Oh, are we allowed to say that word? I'm guessing so. It was the late 90s. So pretty standard backup device being used there. And then I had a my hand ascender. I was using a Ascension from Petzl. It was gold. Believe it or not, they were left-handed back then. So I had a left-handed hand ascender I used to use. It was gold, and the right-handed ones were blue, for anybody old enough to remember that. I know they've changed now. The right-handed ones are now gold and the left-handed are black, so that was a bit of a change that happened. Other things I had on my harness, I had a gree-gree, a piece of kit that's hung around on my harness for years. Didn't have greons and stuff like that, so I was running around on a gree-gree. I had one of the tiny little Petzl orange pulleys with a silver sort of side plates on them. That was on my harness, and a section of 2 meter low stretch rope. So with those three things, pretty much a couple of carabiners, I was basically making my own greon. I used to use that for various things, aid climbing, doing rescues if needed. Remember back in the late 90s, I was running around at somewhere around 66 to 70 kilos. Not sure what that is in stone or pounds for our UK or US people, but yeah, I was running around about 60 to 70 kilos, rescuing people who weighed 100, 110 kilos, so I'd needed some mechanical advantage to help me out. I'd have a crawl from Petzl, so my chest ascender, and I'd have a triangular Mayon attaching that onto my Navajo harness. And then one of the coolest bits of kit, I know lots of people miss these, the Ekron Rock helmet. I have one of those with no vents in it. I was in the UK, didn't need the vents. So I was running around in one of those. I think I had a red one for a while, and then I was on a white one. So I had those helmets running along. Seven carabiners, pretty standard bits of kit. Nothing real special about them. Screw gates back then. I was running around in a pair of Caterpillar work boots for the company I worked for. They seemed to be pretty standard issue. Steel toe cap work boots and a set of blue coveralls. I worked for Specialist High Access in the UK with Charles Cooper and Jay Black. So that was sort of the work uniform of choice. I'd have a homemade foot tape attached to my hand ascender. That was just made out of either a piece of string or a piece of old webbing. And then other things I'd carry, I'd have a Spyderco dragonfly knife. If anybody knows anything about knives, the Spyderco makes some great knives. They were all Japanese made back then. I used to have that on my harness as well. And the only other piece of kit I'd have was a pair of Oakley sunglasses. As I say, I was working for Specialist. There was a bit of a relationship between Specialist and Oakley. I think the relationship was we used to spend lots of money on Oakley sunglasses. I was running a pair of Oakley 5s at the time. When was that? 98. Believe it or not, I still have them. I've still got them on the shelf. They were a bit like Trigger's broom. Anybody from the UK who's seen Only Fools and Horses might understand that reference. I've only changed the lenses about 5 times and the frame's been changed 4 or 5 times as well. So yeah, but I've still got those Oakleys are sitting on the shelf. Don't get used very often, but they're definitely still there. So that's that was my harness sort of set up in the 90s. As you can see, there's a lot of Petzl products. I was in a Petzl Nav, Petzl Stop, Petzl Shunt, Petzl Hand Ascender, had a Gree-Gree, had a Petzl Kroll, Ekron Helmet, Carabiners. The Carabiners were most probably Petzl as well. So yeah, running loads of Petzl gear, which was pretty cool. What I want to do now is just have a bit of a shout out to you guys. I've been back for a few weeks. I've been looking through some of the stats on people listening to episodes, and more importantly, where you guys are listening. And I've been pretty amazed how many locations you guys are at. And I was just sort of running through the list and seeing where you people were at and where you were listening. So I'm going to do a bit of a shout out and see if anybody will get in touch with me. So there's some amazing places around the world that I can't believe that people are actually listening to me from. So if this is you listening to these places, definitely reach out to me. I'm keen to hear your story, see what's going on. So yeah, we've got some people over in Japan, over in Tokyo, are actually listening into the episode. So if you're out there listening to this one, definitely reach out. I've been up to Tokyo. I did some assessments there many years ago. So yeah, great place. Love my time there. And then another one, Whitstable in the UK, not far from originally where I'm from. So if you're listening to me down there, definitely give us a shout out. Reach out to me, see what you're doing on the ropes and what's going on. That was my old stomping ground. And then to change continents, what we got here, Charlotte in North Carolina in the USA. What are you doing rope access wise over there? North Carolina, I've spent a bit of time now. I've actually got family over there living in Greensboro of all places, so not far from Charlotte. So yeah, definitely give me a shout if you're over there. I'd be interested to see what you're doing on the ropes. Another one close to my heart as well, Chicago in the US. I'm a bit of a diehard Chicago Bears fan. I am old enough to remember the glory days back in the mid-80s. First started following them in 84. So if anybody knows about the Bears, they'll know the 85 Bears. It was a bit of a legendary team. And then You know, got some people listening out in Mexico. Be interesting. I've spent a bit of time in Mexico. Tried to be more on holiday than working down there, but spent a bit of time down there. Definitely let me know what you're doing down there. I'll be interested. When I've been down there, I haven't seen much on the ropes. So I'd be interested to see what you guys are doing, where you're working. Are you just running over the border into the US or you're doing stuff locally? And then over in India, there's quite a few different locations, people in India listening in to the podcast. So yeah, if you're over there, I've done a little bit of time in India. I've done some training and been involved in some assessors courses over there. So yeah, if you're in any of those locations, definitely give us a shout out on Rope Access Tips, Tricks and Chats on Facebook, or drop me an email, Lee, L-E-I-G-H, at ratac.net. That'd be awesome. L-E-I-G-H at ratac.net. Yeah, be interested to see what you guys are doing on the ropes in those various parts. But anyway, let's get back to how my harness has changed. I've got my list here. I need to fold over the page now. So what am I running these days? I'm in a Singing Rock 3D harness. Pretty comfy. It reminds me a lot of the Nav. It seems to have a similar sort of footprint on me. Maybe it's that the nerve endings have all died off in those locations, so it works nicely for me. It's real comfy. Got better padding than the original Nav, but yeah, great piece of kit. I've got the Harkin Multi Ascender on the front of that. Still running four cow's tails. I have them rigged up a little bit differently. I now have the standard D on the front that I have two of the cow's tails attached to. And then I also have an Edelrid D as well that comes off of a harness they made a few years ago. So I've got that attached on there as well, with the other two cow's tails attached onto that. What descender am I running? Pretty much as a standard descender, I'm running a Skylatec Spark. And for the last few months, I've been running a fuse coming from Edelrid with a defuser, which is pretty cool. I've done a little bit of a modification to that. I've actually attached a little bit of metal onto it because I run with a Kong Clack. If you're not sure what that is, it's basically a big magnet with some Velcro on it. And I have that attached to my chest of my Singing Rock harness, and I can attach the fuse. It just sticks straight onto there. Even when I'm ascending the ropes, I can clip it onto there and it stays nice and high and stays out of the way. And then when I get off the ropes, I can just stick my fuse onto there and it doesn't swing around and get swing around and smack me anywhere I don't want it to. Helmet wise, I'm wearing one of the Skylatec helmets. Been running that for a while. I don't work in any big swarf environments that often, so it's got the magnetic clip on it. It works real well for me, especially in the training center and out on some of the sites I've been working on. And then secondary backup, I've got a S-Tech Duck. Many of you will know that the way that I work is I normally use, if I'm doing long drops, I'll jump on an automatic descender. So at the moment I'm using a fuse, descend down. When I get to the work location, I'll throw the duck on. So if there is any mainline failure or anything, I don't have big distances I'm falling because I'm on a nice shorter cow's tail rather than a tear-away lanyard. And also, you can't get any wind bellowing and pulling the rope through if you haven't locked the fuse off. Hand ascender-wise, I'm using a CT, Climbing Technologies hand ascender. One, they're real nice ones with the little pulley on the back. So that works real nice. I'm on a right-handed one now. So that's changed. Not sure when that changed or why, but I still put my left hand on top of the hand ascender. Works quite well. I think I may be moving over though to the Edelrid. They have a new hand ascender that's out. If you haven't had a look at that, it's a great piece of kit. They've actually changed the way that it sits so it doesn't put a too much of a kink in your hand when you're pulling on it, and putting your hand over the top, there's a real smooth section to it. Grab hold of. But yeah, I'll do a bit of a chat about that in a future episode once I've moved over to that. I've got a Grion hanging on the harness. Foot loop wise, I'm using a Rope's Edge Infinity Loop coming out of Canada from a friend of mine up there, Dirk. If you haven't played around with one of those, definitely worth a look. Really adjustable. Comes in two sizes. When they first turned up in our shop, I was like, what's going on with these? They come in, I had them with R and L on the packaging. I'm like, what is it? Left and right for a for a foot loop? How does that work? No, it's regular and large. So they come in a larger length and a regular length, depending on how tall you are. Really adjustable. If you're a counterbalance rescue kind of person, really great for that. So I've got the infinity loop there. I've got a rescue pulley on my harness. Got about seven carabiners. I've got the DMM carabiners with the RFID stuff built into them that I've been using for years. One was an early adopter of that stuff. I know a lot of stuff's moving on to NFC and stuff like that, but I've still got a load of those. If as I've got the reader, it works well. I run with a Leatherman on my harness. I've got that attached. Most probably the wrong tool for whatever job you're using it for. If you need a pair of pliers, get a pair of pliers. If you need a screwdriver, get a proper screwdriver. But oh my gosh, do I use it a lot. You know, I'm there with, I've got a spanner or whatever, and I just need to grip hold of a nut on the back to get it working. Comes in real handy. The knife gets used. It runs with two blades. I've got one for cutting rope and silicon tubes, and the other blade is for cutting my lunch up, so that gets used quite a lot. Got a company called Wingman coming out of Western Australia, Perth, Western Australia. They make a really good bag that goes onto your seat. Not that one. I don't have that one as a standard piece of kit, but I've got their little pod bag. It's got a zip at the top. I have that on my harness. That's secured on my harness. Things I keep in there. I've normally got a couple of little chocolate bars. They're normally about 6 months to 12 months old. They're there just in case I end up somewhere and I need to get some fuel on quick. I've got a pair of work gloves in there. I normally run a pair of fingerless work gloves and some sort of lanyard for attaching my phone, maybe a couple of lanyards for tools. And then a couple of rope edge rope protectors are normally sitting in there as well, just if I need those when I'm descending down somewhere. And then the other thing I've got on the back, I'm not a massive fan of a bladder. Obviously, I work in Australia, so it gets pretty hot. I don't like having the water bladder, so the camelback type thing on my back. I find I get too sweaty. Filling them up, I find problematic. Taking it off, trying to get it into a sink in a building, if I'm working in a built environment, trying to get it into a sink in a bathroom to refill it, water going everywhere, it then being soaking wet, all of that stuff. So I'm actually running with I've got a camelback water bottle in a pouch on the back of my harness. But then I've found a manufacturer who makes an attachment for that, so it screws into the top. I'll need to find the details out about this, but then I have a camelback style hose that I've got permanently threaded onto my harness, and then halfway down it from source I've got a attachment so I can attach it and disconnect it, so I can take the bottle out, fill that up in a tap, or pour a bottle of water in it, real easy to fill up, and then put that back in and reattach it. So I've got the convenience of a hose, so the water's there anytime I need it when I'm working on the ropes, but also I've got the convenience of the bottle that I can shake it, see how much water's left, and I can take it out easy and disconnect it and then refill it. So that's what I've got there. And then the only other piece of kit, I haven't moved far from where I started. I've got a pair of Oakleys. I've actually got a pair of Fifth Point Oakleys. So yeah, they're branded Fifth Point on the lenses. So they're pretty much standard on my kit. I do have some other Fifth Point sunglasses as well that are sort of giveaways we give to clients and things like that, but mainly I've got the Fifth Point Oakleys. I've got a couple of different pairs of those. They're not the fives anymore, but yeah, great piece of kit. So yeah, interesting how it's changed. You know, back in the late 90s, it was sort of Petzl Central, and now what have I got? I've got a Grion. That is pretty much, oh, and a rescue pulley. That is pretty much all of the Petzl gear that I have. So I'm in a Singing Rock harness. I've got a Harkin chest ascender, an extra D from an Edelrid setup. I've got a Skylatec Spark. I've got an Edelrid fuse. I've got a Conclac, Skylatec helmet, S-Tech Dakar, Climbing Technology hand ascender. I've got the Petzl Grion. Got the Ropes Edge Infinity Loop. Petzl rescue pulley. I got my Leatherman. I got my water bottle with my bladder hose system set up. I've got the Wingman pop bag, and then I've got some Oakleys. So yeah, interesting how it's all changed over sort of 25 years. You know, it used to be all Petzl products, but now it's not. So that was just a bit of a rundown, bit of memory lane for me. back in the 90s, what I used to have, and then how it's evolved today. If anybody wants to reach out and let me know what setups you've got, why you're using various descenders or backups and harnesses, always interested to see what people are using and maybe something out there that I haven't seen or used. So yeah, reach out to us, Rope Access Tips, Tricks and Chats on Facebook, or drop me an email, lee@ratac.net. That's leigh@ratac.net. We'll reach out through Insta. Definitely be good to see you. But anyway, for now, stay safe. I'll see you soon. Cheers.